This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 140 for Thursday, November 9th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued to show weakness on Thursday despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both in decline. However, Chicago soy oil and crude oil prices were up. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Wednesday's close. The January canola contract was down $12.20 per ton at $687.10. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in the red. The U.S. Department of Agriculture raised its 2023-24 corn production estimate by 170 million bushels to 15.234 billion, with ending stocks up 45 million bushels to 2.156 billion. Its world corn carryout projection increased 2.6 million tons to 315 million. According to the USDA's weekly export sales report, 1.015 million tons of 2023-24 corn were sold during the week ended November 2nd, at the higher end of trade estimates, up 36% from the previous week and 4% from the four-week average. In addition, 140,000 tons of 2024-25 corn were also sold to Mexico. CONAB cut Brazil's total corn production forecast by 338,000 tons to 119.07 million. The December corn contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.68. The USDA raised its soybean production estimate by 25 million bushels to 4.129 billion, with ending stocks also up 25 million bushels to 245 million. The world carryout estimate was down by 1.11 million tons to 114.51 million. More than 1.08 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. soybeans were sold during the week ended November 2nd, up 7% from the previous week and down 8% from the four-week average. In addition, 193,500 tons of 2023-24 soy meal were also sold, as well as 2,600 tons of soy oil. The USDA confirmed today that China has recently purchased 1.04 million tons of soybeans. CONAB raised its estimate for Brazilian soybean production by 417,000 tons to a record 162.42 million, despite recent erratic weather. The January soybean contract was down 22 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.44. The USDA left its wheat production estimate unchanged at 1.812 billion bushels, with ending stocks up 14 million bushels at 684 million. World carryout was up 560,000 tons to 258.69 million. More than 354,000 tons of 2023-24 U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended November 2nd, up 29% from 1 week earlier, but down 26% from the four-week average. The USDA's attaché in India cut its country's wheat production forecast to 106 million tons. The Rosario Grain Exchange cut its Argentine wheat production estimate by 800,000 tons to 13.5 million. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.81. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.47. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.34. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, November 9th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.